So in this video, we are going to look at prompting, and this is going to be a relatively short video. You know, all these videos are going to be quite short because the information I'll give you is direct and to the point. But what I'm going to talk about is prompting, because generally with a lot of AI image tools and tools like ChatGPT, you know, we have the habit of writing very, very long detailed prompts, and then the AI will respond, you know, in minute detail based on our instruction, And so if you prompt in an image AI like Stable Diffusion or Leonardo, then very often the prompts can be, you know, dozens, sometimes even hundreds of words in length. Pika is not like that, okay? The AI video tools that are out there, including Pika, are very powerful, but they are very limited in terms of what they can do compared to the AI image tools. And so broadly, what we will want to do is to work with the AI within its limitations. And the way that we're going to do that is by entering simple prompts. And, you know, we will want to enter a prompt, whether we enter an image alongside the prompt or we are just entering a text prompt. We will always want to enter a text prompt, whether we're including an image, and you can upload videos as well with Pika. Whether we're doing that or we are just entering the text prompt, we will want to make sure that it is a relatively short prompt. And the prompts that we should enter should be broadly descriptive of a particular scene. Okay, and just to explain what I mean by this, here is a prompt I entered. I actually uploaded an image that I generated with DALL-E. And the prompt says, man sat on couch with New Year's party in background. Now, you'll notice that there's a, you know, it's a pretty kind of crazy looking image, but you'll notice that there is quite a lot of distortion. The man's face is a little bit messed up, but kind of all that's forgivable. But then we have this like firework going off over his head. The robot's kind of shaking around uncontrollably. And so while this is kind of cool to look at, it's also a little bit overwhelming, and he's probably unusable. Even if we use this in the context of it being an AI video, it's still probably quite unusable. But note the prompt. The prompt's quite long. Man sat on couch with New Year's party in background. Now, a better prompt for this would be simply New Year's party, and that's going to incorporate all the elements here, and it's going to give the AI kind of the broad ability to edit this up how it sees fit. And so if we scroll back up and look at this one, for example, which is just New Year's party, you can see it's just a lot more stable. There's not as much distortion on our guy. The movement in the background looks a lot more natural. The banners are moving around, still a little bit aggressively, but, you know, in kind of a normalish way. The balloons are moving around in a relatively normal way. There's a nice flicker on the back of the laptop. This one is usable because we gave the AI a fairly broad but very short to the point description of what was going on. And so it can pull from a lot more training data with New Year's party than it can with man sat on couch with New Year's party in background. So the point I'm making here is, when prompting Pika, we want to use short descriptive prompts, just a handful of words that describe the overall scene and don't go into any detail. So hopefully that's clear, and I'll see you in the next video.